Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC New York Public Radio, this is The Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Brian Lehrer. This is just one segment of our show, but every interview is available on demand at WNYC.org. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open from American Express, presenting the interactive webcast event, Making a Name for Yourself. Kate and Andy Spade and Bobby Brown discuss their leap from business to brand, created by Open from American Express. Registration at openforumonline.com.
I'm Errol Lewis of the New York Daily News, sitting in for Brian Lehrer. Have you ever felt you can tell your age by which buildings and landmarks you miss most as you walk around the city? Movie theaters, delis, and bodegas seem to inexorably make way for drugstores, coffee shops, and American Apparel stores. For a long time, that was true mainly in Manhattan, but now Brooklyn is undergoing its own transformation. What will that mean for the neighborhoods, and will the city be debating this? What we'll be talking about will eventually make its way into the textbook, but two high school classes didn't wait around for that. Working with a program called the Urban Memory Project, social studies classes in Williamsburg and Carroll Gardens went out and documented some of the recent changes in their neighborhoods. Photos from that project are on display in an exhibition called Lost in Transition at the Municipal Arts Gallery through Friday, and we have a slideshow of seven of the photos on our show page, WNYC.org. I am joined in the studio now by some representatives from the project. One of the students involved is Swathi Mari. She'll be a junior at Williamsburg Prep High School this fall. Her social studies teacher, Vincent Falavani, did I get that right?
Yeah.
Coordinated the program at Williamsburg Prep, and Jackie Neal Chadwick was the project's resident photographer and curated the exhibition. Welcome, all of you, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Vincent, can you describe the project? In the exhibition notes, you say that it has three components, which are research, oral history interviews, documentary photography. Where did you start in that process?
Well, we started with going into some of the issues surrounding the development of the neighborhood. Williamsburg has gone through a radical change over the last few years. And what we wanted the students to do is really develop some opinions on those things. And that's why we started the research component, really. We took many different perspectives in terms of articles and even going deeper into Williamsburg's history so that the kids could formulate really rich opinions based on the different arguments. And in doing so, we organized a mock town hall meeting where the students were actually forced to take on the different perspectives of the different interests in the neighborhood.
Tell me some more about that. At that mock town hall meeting, some played the role of, say, developers and others of residents, that sort of thing?
Yeah, we had developers, we had community board, we had we separated the residents in several different categories. One, old guard residents, which were residents of several generations. Some of the newer, people who were coming into the neighborhood during the 90s, like artists and those types that started to come to the neighborhood. And then the newer, people who were coming into the neighborhood who were perhaps not necessarily artists, but looking to live in a trendy neighborhood as it was becoming. So, we really forced them to look at the positives and negatives for each of these constituencies.
So from there to oral history, what was next?
Yeah, based on those same categories, we identified certain people in the community that fit those descriptions. We weren't able to get all of those perspectives into the school to do the oral history, but basically we set up groups of students to interview each of these constituencies that we could get to come to the school and get their perspectives, and we recorded them. And this supplemented the research that was already being done and, brought the history really alive. This is a living history, and that's what we wanted to come across.
So, Swathi, how aware were you before the project started of all the changes going on in your neighborhood?
Well, I had no idea about it because I don't really live there, but I went to school there and I didn't know all this was going on. So this kind of brought to my attention what was going on in the neighborhood.
Well, even on the way to and from school, did you notice changes, new stores, bulldozers, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I'd always see some sort of construction going on a little nearby the school and everything and other places in the neighborhood.
Did you think the change was good or bad, or was it just kind of the background as you were coming and going?
Yeah, it was kind of the background back then until the project.
What do you think now after having been involved?
Some of the construction that's going on, I think, is kind of unnecessary, and some of it, I think, should happen because it's just some rundown buildings and stuff. They should do something with it. So.
Where's the school exactly in Williamsburg?
North 6th Street. It's like...
it's on North 6th and Roebling.
Okay, yeah. I know the area. I've driven past it many, many, many times. I live in Crown Heights. Jackie, can you talk about how you got involved in the project and how the photography part of this worked?
Yes, happy to. Vincent and I worked at the Metropolitan Museum of Art together on the timeline of art history, and he and I became friends, and he's a writer outside of being a social studies teacher, and he and I were looking for a project to collaborate on. And he knew that a lot of my photography was based in the history of my family and where I live in Williamsburg. And so he asked me to collaborate on this.
And so what kind of cameras did you give to the kids? How did you get that going?
Well, honestly, I had to become a little bit zen about it because what was offered in the funding was Rite Aid disposable cameras. So I was trying to just basically express to the students to go out and try and create a historical document rather than a technically perfect photograph.
And I guess by the law of averages, if you just shoot and shoot and shoot, you do it 100 times, you'll get one or two good photos, right?
Yeah. We were also, counting on the weather being really good.
Okay, good enough. I'm Errol Lewis of the Daily News, in for Brian Lehrer. We are talking with Swathi Mari, who's a student at Williamsburg Prep, and Vincent Falavini, a social studies teacher, and Jackie Neal Chadwick, a resident photographer, about students documenting change in their neighborhoods. Swathi, what did you end up taking pictures of?
Many things, like the construction, and places down by the waterfront that we feel should have some development, and buildings that were right next to each other that had very different structure and styles, so you could see the change over the years.
What was the biggest surprise for you in working on the project?
The biggest surprise for me was probably when we went to the waterfront. It's like the waterfront, you'd usually think it's such a beautiful place because it's by the water and stuff, and all I could see was rundown factories, and it was almost like a ghost town. And I thought that it'd be a little more, there'd be a little more to it. So I was kind of surprised when I saw that. So that's one of the places I think should have some development and everything. So
it's amazing when you see it from the other side. You go to the Water Club in Midtown or something like that with mm-hmm. guests from out of town. Right. And you look at Williamsburg, you look at North Brooklyn, Greenpoint, it's ruins. It looks like ruins. It's amazing how little development there has been down there. But you're talking about we're talking today about some of the changes that are going to come. I am Errol Lewis of the Daily News, in for Brian Lehrer. We are speaking with high school student Swathi Mari, teacher Vincent Falavini, photographer Jackie Neal Chadwick about the exhibition Lost in Transition, Williamsburg and Carroll Gardens, and we can take a couple of calls for our guests. Are you from Williamsburg or Carroll Gardens? Are you happy to see growth and change? Are you part of that change? Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. Vincent and Jackie, do you both live in Williamsburg?
Yes.
I live in Greenpoint, actually, but...
It shades over.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
Were you part of the influx of artists and hipsters and teachers?
Yes and no. I'm originally from Brooklyn, not from that neighborhood. But yeah, that was the attraction. I lived in the East Village for some time and saw similar changes going on there. But that was the attraction for me to move to the neighborhood. I wanted to be an artistic community. My other life, I am a writer. I wanted to be experiencing that friction, that change in the neighborhood.
Did you leave the Lower East Side for price reasons, or were you just moving on?
Almost purely cost reasons and space.
Yeah, there's a group of nomads, and I think that if they could bottle it and sell it, they'd be of interest to the real estate industry, who sort of go from neighborhood to neighborhood, from Lower East Side to Fort Greene to Williamsburg to Sunset Park to Red Hook, mm-hmm. And the South Bronx, Port Morris area, and bring those neighborhoods back. How about you, Jackie?
I actually moved to Williamsburg because it was quiet. I didn't know.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Frankly, I actually I didn't realize that it was an artist mecca, and I was happy to find that out after I moved in. But I moved to the neighborhood because I wanted to be close to Manhattan, but I wanted to have peace and quiet and space.
Can you talk a little bit about the Urban Memory Project?
Sure. The Urban Memory Project, it was created by Rebecca Krukoff and Ayn Gordon. They are two educators that partner with teachers at their resident schools, for instance, Vincent Falavini at the Williamsburg Prep High School. What they do is they introduce to the teachers methods for kids to get active in their neighborhoods, to look around and see what's going on and to feel a part of their neighborhood and want to become an activist in it, sort of. They use maps, interviews, town halls, and the biggest accomplishment is their exhibition at the end of the class. Both of the classes had exhibitions at their high schools.
What are the program's goals above and beyond teaching the students about this change?
That's a big question. I think I'm only a part of the Urban Memory Project as a photographer in these two schools. They actually are at other high schools throughout the borough of Brooklyn. I don't think I can answer that. I think you'd have to ask them. But my opinion is that they want to just empower the students to be their advocates in a way, sort of without imposing their opinions on them, just sort of help them realize their opinions.
Well, do you get from students sometimes maybe the opposite of what many of us might think they'd be leaning towards? Do you get students who say, hey, the past is the past, bulldoze it, and
yes,
bring me a Target and a Starbucks?
Many of the kids in Carroll Garden said that.
Well, the kids in Williamsburg, it was very interesting the way, I think the power in the project actually was kids that came in that lived in the neighborhood who were diametrically opposed to this type of development. Their opinions started to shift a little bit, and kids who were like, "What? You know, why not tear it? Exactly as you said, bulldoze it, tear it down, get rid of it." Or like, wait a minute, there might be something here to preserve. And I think that, in speaking to the larger goals of the project, you know, we want kids to see that they are part of history, that history isn't this top-down, you know, let's study all the presidents kind of experience, and that there are things that might be worth preserving, both physically and psychologically in a neighborhood.
Swathi, would you say not speaking for yourself, but of most of your classmates, are they leaning towards change or leaning towards wanting maybe to preserve more of the past?
A lot of the students I know were kind of more in the middle. It was like they wanted some of the things to still be preserved and some of the things to be changed, someone like me. And there were a few that wanted more change to happen and some that were totally on the side of preserving. So, like, that's why we kind of had those debates and mock town hall meetings. So, yeah.
I hope your town hall meetings were more sedate and and brief than the ones that I've had to attend. We're taking your calls at 433-9692. That's 433-WNYC. Amy from Huntington, Long Island, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Just fine.
I guess I'm pretty excited about this conversation because my husband and I are moving into a building two blocks from the school probably next month. It's our first apartment, but we lived in Williamsburg for 6 years prior to 2.5 years ago. We moved out in, I guess, 2003 to move in with his family and save money so that we can afford the rising real estate in Brooklyn and move back, and now we finally saved our money and we're ready to go.
That is a fascinating strategy. You moved out in order to save some money and then come back in force.
Yes, and we're so excited to come back, and I'm all for preservation. We love Williamsburg. We originally moved in there in 98, like I said, and you know, I just can't wait to get on my own community board. We're expecting our first child in February, and I can't wait to see the waterfront build up. I mean, I don't know. I think it's a great place. I'm from Pittsburgh originally, so I'm really into kind of rescuing old industrial sites and that kind of thing. So, I don't know. For me, it's like a really perfect place, and it's so close to the city, you know.
What is it that you're looking to preserve when you say you like that Pittsburgh type preservation?
Well, mainly, you know, what's left of the mom-and-pop stores and, you know, just independent restaurants and stuff like that. I don't want to, you know, name drop, but they opened a Subway on Bedford Avenue, and that was, you know, like, I'd like to kind of see some more of the trattorias and, you know, old Polish places stay around as opposed to the big chain places.
Okay, well, congratulations. I'm glad you're moving back, and congratulations on the baby.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling.
Take care.
Peter from Manhattan, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, I'm actually from, I'm living in Bushwick, really, or East Williamsburg, but I happen to be in Manhattan now, and I thought it just seems like, A, I think it sounds like a good project, but it's also an amazingly complicated issue, because I think that development, generally speaking, can be good, but developers, in specifically, can often be bad, I think. And I'm an artist who's been moved to Bushwick because of the lofts, the high ceilings, the good light, and 6 years ago by the Morgan stop on the L train, when, you know, it was really a pretty rough and continues to be a pretty rough area. But we've been there for 6 years, and there's a coffee shop has opened up and a video store has opened up. And now, because the neighborhood's gentrified, our building that we lived in, the loft building, changed hands, and the new developer has been sort of harassing everybody into leaving, serving summonses to try and get them out so that he can turn the whole building condo. Meanwhile, the irony of it is that we, the tenants who have been there for the long haul, the artists that moved in because we needed the space and the light, are getting thrown out now that the neighborhood has become somewhat attractive so that he can make a profit. And I think that...
Peter, is Bushwick the new Williamsburg?
I don't know if it's the new Williamsburg. I mean, it
what
where
year
we
are you
are,
talking about?
it's a great neighborhood. It's on the L train, so it's convenient. It's got lots of industrial buildings, so it's good for people that need space. But loft living, I guess, has become an attractive commodity for people that aren't even artists. And I don't know. I think it's tough. I think we were priced out of Williamsburg initially when we wanted to try and find a spot. And now to get thrown out of this new space, too, is sort of disappointing.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call, Peter. Artists, hipsters, you heard it here first, Bushwick. Jackie, we have seven of the photographs that your students took on our webpage at WNYC.org. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Sure. What do you want to know about them? They are a mixture of the photographs from Carroll Gardens and Williamsburg. The first photograph I think you have up is actually the building on the corner of 3rd Avenue and 3rd Street that's... it's kind of hugging between Park Slope, Gowanus, and Carroll Gardens, but nonetheless, it's a beautiful building. And we happened to walk by that building on our photo tour, which is part of the Urban Memory Project's, part of the curriculum. And we happened to walk by it a week after, I think, the buildings around it were demolished. So it's just this wonderfully beautiful building sitting amongst, like, these blue... wooden boards that are just,
we'll have to
majestic.
half of Brooklyn knows that building. We'll have to leave it there. I'm Errol Lewis of the New York Daily News, and for Brian Lehrer, I've been speaking with documentary photography, Jackie Neal Chadwick, Vincent Falavani, who teaches social studies at Williamsburg Prep, and Swathi Mari, one of his students.
Thanks for listening to The Brian Lehrer Show from WNYC New York Public Radio. You can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.